Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
Wow.
Thank you.
Hi. It's 34 FDR. Hi. That's the Good Day program. My friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. And you were the focus on a North Carolina judge who's being hailed for the ultimate act of compassion. The judge last Friday sentenced this guy to jail and then joined him in the cell for the 24-hour sentence. Judge Lou Oliveira ordered Joseph Serna, a former Special Forces soldier, to go to jail for violating his probation. He did three combat tours to Afghanistan. Came home suffering from post-traumatic stress, turned to alcohol, which led to a DWI charge, and that in turn led him to a treatment program, and he admitted in court that he had lied about the results of urinalysis tests that he had to take for his probation, and so the judge gave him 24 hours in the slammer, and he drove him there himself and spent the 24 hours in jail with this guy. Wow. He said he couldn't not do what the law required, and that is incarcerate somebody who gets found guilty of what he's doing. But he wants to call attention to the plight of so many people who come back, veterans who are stalled in the system, who have PTSD and other things and are not being handled well by the system. And so he said, okay, I have to send you to jail, but I'll go to jail with you, and I'll spend
that.
The 24
Love
hours
that.
In jail.
He's my Judge man crush Monday.
Lou Oliveira.
Wonder what they talked about.
That'd be an interesting reality, wouldn't it?
Probably anything. I mean, what do you talk about with anybody that you're sitting with for a long period of time?
If I were in jail, I would talk about, we have a story at DougStephan.com about Tim Peake, who ran the London Marathon in the space dome in the International Space Center. You heard the story about this guy? Mm-hmm. Tim Peake is a Brit, as I understand it. Check the story out at DougStephan.com. He ran the 26-mile London Marathon on Sunday, strapped to a treadmill on the International Space Station. So he's 243 miles above the Earth. There's 40,000 people running a race on the ground. And he can see this picture. They actually ought to post these pictures.
That's not fair.
At Facebook.
That guy just ran around the planet three times.
Yeah.
Beat you.
It's better on your knees up there, though, I think.
I think those stories, though, they're really fascinating stories. He finished it in 3 hours and 35 minutes, by the way. Hmm. There was a tweet on the European Space Agency blog about that. I just think that sort of stuff is cool. All right. What I don't think is cool are bozos like Governor Paul LePage of Maine. Now, see if you think I'm overreacting to this or not. He, as a favor, I was talking to a group of people about foreign workers. He said that foreign workers are hard to understand, and he says Indians are the worst ones. Indians, not Indians like woo-woo-woo-woo-woo, those kind of Indians, but the Indians from India.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome. That kind.
Okay.
Yep. Now you're insensitive, Rich, because you just did it.
I just said thank you very much. What did I do?
Well, I'm insensitive too because I don't like Michael Strahan and
I know
Harry
that's
Tubman,
what I'm saying. How
so
can we throw stones
racist.
At this guy?
Mm-hmm. All right. LePage was criticizing a referendum that would raise the state of Maine's minimum wage to $12 an hour. He said that the president stood for one big A, and you can fill in the blank. So I'm trying to figure out, there are some people who are trying to tie this together with something that Donald Trump did on Friday at an Indian call center. There was an Indian call center employee.
He did the voice that you just did. He,
what, this? Woo, 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 woo.
No, that Rich
no, Richie
just
did.
Trump basically said, you know, these corporations are all going overseas. He's like, I can't remember which company it was. I called so-and-so and the guy tried to tell me that he was here in America, but yet, you know, I knew he was in India because XYZ.
Wait a minute. And Donald Trump was calling
Donald
for
Trump
service on the phone. Come on. Yes. Who believes that story?
Yeah.
The greatest
think
he calls
honor
on
my ancestors and my God. But okay.
Thank you, Rich, for helping us out with that. Yeah. you think Trump. That Donald Trump calls Verizon when he has trouble with his phone?
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on.
Please. I don't think that.
Baloney.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
But it would be yeah. pretty awesome if, by the way, on the other end of the line, you started hearing huge.
You guys. America Weekend. All right. Here's a, I guess this is a sort of slap in the face. There's this Jennifer, last night on 60 Minutes. Now I'm becoming quite a fan of 60 Minutes. We watch it before we watch the Madam Secretary show. So the story, we go over the 28 pages that have not been released about 9/11. And last night, the story of a congressman from Florida who is not running for real, well, he's running for the Senate, but he's not using anybody's money. He refuses to raise money. He's been blackballed by the Republican National Committee, and he's introduced a bill to change the way financing is done for campaigns. Republicans and Democrats go, as he pointed out so interestingly, to a boiler room over at the DNC and the RNC. There are 10 rooms in both those buildings where Republican and Democratic congressmen go, and they spend up to 4 hours a day making calls to the district to try to raise money so they can run again. And so this guy said, no, what is his name? Jolie, right? Victoria, David Jolie.
Yeah, Jolly. Yeah.
Jolly,
Jolly or Jolly. Jolly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's not, he's been a congressman for 6 years, and he said, you know what, I'm tired of this. And he went public with it. Republicans must be livid at him today for creating this stench. Well, they created it. He's just pointing out that this is a stench. And I frankly found it fascinating and important to be understood. I didn't realize all these things were going on. I knew the system was corrupt. But you, if you haven't seen the video, go to the CBS website. I'm not getting paid to
we
do
have
this.
It posted on ours, too.
We posted it at Facebook.com. Yep. Yeah, okay. Facebook.com/good day. We posted it at DougStephan.com as well.
I believe it page? Will be. Yep. Yeah. But right now it's on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, pretty important stuff. Now, speaking of the September 11th report that will expose the Saudis' support for the hijackers, the White House apparently is getting ready to release some of this. Most everybody who knows anything about it wants this thing released. The Saudis even said, we welcome the release of this material so we can discuss it and tell you where you're wrong. Well, what are you, 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. What do you have to do to figure out the math there? And so the relations between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia are strained. Why is that? Because you're a bunch of no good bloodsuckers.
We should be sitting on Saudi Arabia so hard. I don't know what they're going to do if a different type of president gets elected, because we have been so easy on Saudi Arabia with the refugees, with all of this stuff. Now, President Obama says he doesn't want to open up these files. He doesn't want this kind of information to go out because of that new... it's not new, but the law about the fact that we can actually, victims of terror can sue governments now, which happened last week. And that's what they're saying, is that now Saudi Arabia is going to be citizen number one in these lawsuits because they are such a supporter of terrorism. Their government system is.
Yep. There's a movie that came out this weekend. Not many people went to see it. Tom Hanks is in a movie about a hologram that was devised for the Saudi Arabian king.
It looks so interesting.
It's a very interesting. It takes a while. We went to see it Friday night. It takes a while to get into it, but it's a very interesting movie. One of those low budget things, but it was compelling, and the twists and turns in it were sort of interesting. But it does tell you, it was written by somebody, I think, who has had that sort of an experience. The Saudis are really horrible creatures in all kinds of ways. And so I think that
we created it.
Yeah, we did. Thank
and allowed for it.
Yeah,
Cheney and Rumsfeld created it.
Yep.
That's who created in the modern era.
No.
Cheney and what do you mean, no?
Roosevelt.
Well, before that, even. Right?
Roosevelt
way back.
Made a deal, Franklin FDR,
yeah,
with the Saudis for oil. Mm-hmm. We will, quote unquote, protect you and, mm-hmm, and just kind of be your defense.
Yeah.
And so it's been going on since, the Great Deal. The Great Deal.
World War II. It was, we needed oil for World War II.
Mm-hmm.
We needed oil and diesel and gasoline for World War II. And they supplied it for Europe. That's where it came from. All the oil and stuff that we used came from Saudi Arabia in World War II. Most people don't know that. A lot of people weren't paying attention to the Middle East.
No.
During World War II.
Didn't even know.
Well, there
was
also a lot of blind trust in the government. I mean, all of that's, mm-hmm, just starting to fade away now. People are starting, right, to question motivations
with
and things,
good reason.
But, right.
44 after the hour here on Good Day. The bags under your eyes. Jennifer, have you got one good eye and one bad eye? So does that mean you've
yes,
got...
Yes, one is a little swollen, Dougie, yes.
One bag under one and no bags under the other? I wonder if this would help you out. I think maybe we could...
You can call me a one-bagger, yeah.
I know, I probably won't do that. This
not a double backer.
Disrespectful.
Didn't want to go there.
Genucel is to remove bags and puffiness from under your eyes, created by Apple Stem Cell Research. They took an apple, and somehow or other, they have created a serum that comes from an apple that absorbs all the water under your eyes, and the lines around your eyes will disappear as well. This is for your eyes and around your eyes. It's called Genucel. The people who have been using it for months, some people that we've been talking about it for years on this program, so I know a lot of people have been using it for years to get rid of the puffiness around your eyes. It'll be gonzo. Call 800-543-9262. This is compelling information. I hope to make it sound like it's compelling information when I tell you the story, because it is. Cheekbones, the skin around your eyes, it goes up to the cheekbone. I'm just sort of feeling under mine now. Feel where your cheekbones are. And just as this cheekbone ends, that's where it collects the water. The puffiness under your eyes comes right there. This absorbs the water through the skin and thus makes your eyes much more attractive than they were. Who wants to look at somebody with baggy, puffy eyes? I said something about Tommy Lee Jones last week because he was in a movie. My God, his eyes have always looked awful. But you look at him now, they can't even fix him with makeup. He looks awful. And he's obviously never been close to Genucel. He wouldn't look so bad if he'd used Genucel. Don't look like Tommy Lee Jones when you get old. Call 800-543-9262. Don't you like my endorsements, Victoria? Victoria's just getting used to
like giggling.
My ads here. 800-543-9262. The best thing about commercials on this program is that they work. That's because I have a story. There are all these little stories that you have.
Don't look like Tommy Lee Jones.
Don't look like Tommy Lee Jones when you get old. I look like your Uncle Dougie. 800-543-9262, at least as far as your eyes are concerned. Right now, with their spring clearance event, they'll double your order. So you want to... Let's see, I think the order normally is 3 months. You get 6 months supply for the price of three. 800-543-9262. Say goodbye. Just kiss them off. Goodbye to the puffiness, the lines, bags in your eyes with Genucel. 800-543-9262.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here's your child beginning to express their individuality in ways you don't approve. Well, adolescents, you gotta love them, so don't be surprised when your child says, I want to get my navel pierced and I really need a tattoo. What to do? Here's the social science of it. First, be flattered that your child spoke to you before they had it done. But if it's totally against your family values, feel free to say no way and stick to your guns. Do not allow your child sulking or whining to weaken you. If it's possible, compromise in areas like clothing style where you can allow some freedom. What's the cheap psychological trick? Each generation has their own sense of style. So what did you do to annoy your parents? Well, it's just payback time. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Aqueduct. Open gates and rearrange pipes to restore water flow. A little pricey at $3, but it's a really fun puzzle game. Aqueduct. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This tennis star won more than 200 matches in her singles career, but was once the world's number one ranked doubles player. And she's probably sold more posters than any tennis player in history. So, where is Anna Kournikova now? Injuries forced an early end to Anna's pro career, but she hasn't put down her racket. She's involved in world team tennis, and she got together with doubles partner Martina Hingis in 2010. She also filled in for Jillian Michaels on NBC's The Biggest Loser in 2010.
Please say hello to Anna Kournikova!
I'd say Anna's dominance on dorm walls remains unchallenged. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
America Weekend. 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the hour on Good Day.